We're nearing the end of Perek Aleph. Nimtzeinu lemeidim. So he's summing up the whole Perek. Nimtzeinu lemeidim. Ki ikar metzius ha'odom ba'olam hazeh hu rak lekayim mitzvos v'la'avod v'la'amod b'nisayon. There are three yesodos in metzius ha'odom ba'olam hazeh. Kiyum mitzvos, which will produce the dveikus b'Hashem, olam haba, v'la'avod, v'la'amod b'nisayon. What's v'la'avod? So that said last time, two times ago, a paragraph before, choy me'amitzvos, v'kaha avoido. There's mitzvos, there's avoido. There's avoido lifnim mishur sadim, there's avoido kavonis, there's avoido midas. Alkoponim. Those are two inyanim. And it's moisif here, v'lamud b'nisayin. Lamud b'nisayin, like we learned a bit towards the beginning of the perek. Olam hazeh is mali nisyonos, and that is what provides the Adam the ability to be himself, to do something himself. He breaks the mechitzas, he does something himself. Now, if you remember, in the Vikuach, before he gets to the idea that Ba'em is lo yuchal shum bal seichel la'amin shetachas b'yasa adam hu lematzot bo'elam hazeh, and he negates that mahalach. He said that in Vikuach, what does he mean when he says that Ike Briyas Adam could be Matzov Ba'olam Hazeh? He says, if you look at Olam Hazeh, there's lots and lots of Hanos to be had in Olam Hazeh. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Hanos, the Chayra, he created someone who's going to be Nene from those Hanos. In which case, there is Havamina, which is what he's negating, that the Ike Tachlis Briyas Adam is for those Hanois. I remind you, it does not mean the person should be completely fried. It doesn't mean that. He says, talking about a person who is a so-called Orthodox Jew, because he says that, and in this Mahalach would recognize the need for Torah and the need for mitzvahs, in order to remind the person that there is a bayre, and they shouldn't slip and become a total behemoth. So he's not talking about a total secular mahalach in life, but what pushes a person to say, to think that olam hazeh is the ikar in that tzad, so from view that olam hazeh is the ikar, is the hanos that there are in this world. How does he shlog up that thing? Because at the end of the day, how much hanos can you get? How long is life anyway? If the tachlis is to be nene, nobody is only nene. There's all the tzaras, there's all the machlois and machoivim, tirdas, v'chule. And then the second shlav of the rayas, why would a person need such a heiliger neshama just to be nene from the hanos of olam hazeh? Okay, so he slogged up that mahalach. Therefore, ikar tachlis b'riyas ha'adam is avur matzavei b'olam haba. And we're here to maximize our kinyan for olam haba. Fine. But what about the hanos of olam hazeh? Aray, sokosov, there are a lot of hanos in this world. All sorts of different, the kol minei, all the different types of hanos that there are in this world. The person can be nene. different people enjoy different things. So we mentioned there are those who enjoy fishing, and those who enjoy music, and those who enjoy bowling, and those who enjoy something called sports, as an interesting thing that people enjoy, movies, all the zachen that one can enjoy in this world. Going on tiyulim, traveling, looking at beautiful pictures. Kol mine hanos that are in this world. So what about those hanos? Say that it's not the ikir. He showed it can't be the ikir, because why is it mentioning such a hedig and a shoma for it? And if that would be the ikir, why is the person so limited in how much hanoi he can get? So it's not the ikir, but what about those hanos? Sofkosof, what does Kodesh Baruch Hu create the hanos for? The havamina was that's the ikir. So now it's not. So what about the hanos? Oh, so now he explains. But hanos ha'olam ein roi shiyu loy elo le'eze u'le'siyua bilvad le'shiyi eloi nachasurach v'yishuv das le'man yuchal afanus libo elo avoid asos u'telis olam. But these hanos that there are in the world, they should only be to help a person, le'ezer or le'siyua. To help a person for what? He should have nachas ruach v'yishuv hadas. He should be calm, emotionally calm, mentally calm, nachas ruach, and on the other yishuv hadas, his brain should be calm. For what purpose? The man yuchal lefanes libo elo avoida hazoyis v'telis olam. So he can focus on the avoida for which he's created. The hainu mitzvus at laavoid v'laavoid ben yisoyin. The hainu kinyan tveikus v'ashem in this world, so that we have lisanig al Hashem v'lehonis mziv shchinosei in olam abo. So here we have a gewaltig geder to decide whether how much hanoah to get from this world, and how much I need and how much I don't need. Kamuvan, a person has to be honest with himself. A person has to know himself and has to be honest with himself. But a certain amount of hanos a person needs, so that he has the ezer and the siyua. The ezer lechoyra is an external help, and the siyua is a more internal help. The hainu, it's a, if a person would only eat pasva melach toichal or mayim bim surah tishne. Zeino chanami. The Gemara says, the Braisa says, Kachi Darka Shel Torah. All the Mefarshim say that the Darka Shel Torah is that you have to be prepared, if necessary, to be a Pasu Melach Torichal, by Mesura Tishne, Vala Oritz Tishon. And even if you're in that Matzav, if you'll see the Ashrecha Boilem Azeh. We have to be prepared for it. Now, most people, if they stam go into such a matzav, they'd go meshuga. You only have bread with some salt, and mayim be mesura. That means a certain amount of water, not as much as you like, only a certain measured amount of water, and sleeping on the floor. It doesn't say sleeping on a mattress on the floor. Or it's tishon. The Yidden and certain matzovim were able to do that and went through that matzah. There was a tkufa, it was a miser. That Rav Shach told the Talmidim that it was in one winter's month he learnt Bava Basra 250 times. So he almost was, what? Bava Basra 250 times? So he said, "Why are you so in a smile? I didn't have a bed. I was sleeping on the floor. I couldn't sleep properly. So I learned. What else is there to do?" But the way we learn, even if we wouldn't sleep, and we would learn from the beginning of this month to the end of this month, b'li shum hefsek, I'm not sure we'd get through Bava Basra once, let alone 250 times. And it's Bavla Larayan. If a person wouldn't have a decent night's sleep, how much would he be able to learn? Rav Shach was on that Madriga. Ubatoira to Omer. And Ashrecha Moilam Azeh. He Bichlal was on for a long, a certain tkufa when he was a bocher. He only had one set of clothing. He used to take it off on Thursdays, wash it, before Shabbos Kodesh, then put back his clothing. V'chule v'chule. That's what produces a Rav Shach. There's halacha in tzedakah. Now, a person can take from tzedakah to, let's say, a person is a rich man, and the rich man becomes poor. He's got no money, so we don't say to the rich man that we only give him from tzedakah, from the kupa tzedakah, the very minimum, which will keep him alive. You're allowed to take from tzedakah, and you have to give him what can bring him back to the level of living that he was accustomed to. Afilu eved lorotz lefonov. If he used to have a guard of honor wherever he went, you can take from the kupas tzedakah, that's momen atzibur, that's on the cheshbon of other anim, and pay. They should have an eved lorotz lefonov. Why? Because mi hilchus tzedakah or mi ikar hadin. We're not mechayev a person to change to go down in his standard of living. Whether he should have got there in the first place, or whether he should have actually paid for an eved or bought an eved, Lawrence Lefonov, and etc. etc. That's a different shaila. But now that's the maisa how he's living, and now he became a poor man. So you can take from tzedakah to. For that madrig, would somebody, not the gabbai tzedakah, the gabbai tzedakah has to do what's the toivas, the chesed to this man. So chesed this man. Would somebody else whisper in his ear, you know, maybe you could be mevater on the eved, or it's the fun. You still have a jack. We're still getting you a jack, but we just won't have the guard of honor in front of you. Maybe you could be mevater, and we could buy some bread for an oni who's starving. It would be a toiva to tell that person that maybe you could a bit less than you were, but that nobody can tell him is mechuyev. And the gaboy tzedakah, whose job is to give tzedakah, their job is to be mischased, and it's the chesed for that person. As far as their Rabbi Saul Salanta used to say, Yenas gashmius is your ruchnius. We're not going to come and tell him be'etzem that mapitom, your lifestyle is crazy and it's far too magushim and kachi darke shel Torah, which is yimi yupasu men atoichal ma'imim suratishna. So you see that a person be'etzem on one hand is not mechuyev to lessen his standard of living. Why? Because people need it. Certain people are there. That's the way they're used to living, and they need that level of living. If a person needs something, and he's emistic with himself that he needs these extra things, so that he'll have yishuv adas, he'll have nachas ruach, he won't be nervous, he won't feel frustrated, he won't be going meshugah, and that way he can learn. Then that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created these hanos, and that's the tachlis of these hanos. And fakert, what he's done now, he's changed these hanos gashmios into Ruchnis. There's a Maaser they bring that Rabbi Chanan Wasserman was very against Bochum staying up on Mishma. It's a waste of time, you don't learn properly, and the next day you won't learn anything, you'll be too tired. He was always darshan against learning a Mishma. But then they bring a Maaser that his son saw that he stayed up and learned a Mishma. So he said to Tati, "I don't understand. You're always saying we shouldn't learn a Mishma, and you learn a Mishma." So he said, "Before I learn a Mishma, I eat a whole chicken. A whole chicken." Now I have this tzio. Rabbi Chanan was Kodesh Kadoshi. The year of Shemaim, if you see a picture of him, you can see the year of Shemaim on his face. They say that Rabbi Chanan saw what was going to happen in the war, and he was living with that the whole time. This Kama Imrus, which he said about that. So you want to see, you want to go and see Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. You come to Kovna and you knock on the door. However it is, however you get in to see Rabbi Chanan, and you come in to see Rabbi Chanan, and it's dinner time. And in those times, people didn't have that much money. And you're a bit surprised, this big tzaddik, he's eating a piece of chicken in the middle of the week. Maybe it was Thursday night, I'm not sure, you know, when he learnt his mishmar, but... He's eating a piece of chicken. You're a bit surprised. Shabbos male if he eats chicken during the week. Okay, no. So he eats a piece of chicken, and you're sitting there, and he finishes the piece of chicken, and he calls his Rebbetzin. Rebbetzin, there's more chicken. They bring in another piece of chicken. What? He's supposed to be a big tzaddik. Another piece of chicken. Was he yeshiva bocher? I think two pieces of chicken. That's ridiculous. Finishes the second piece. Rebbetzin, Donoch, which brings him a third piece of chicken. By the time he calls them the fourth piece of chicken, you're probably out the door. They were bluffing me, they were fooling me. Do me a favor. Tzaddik, I caught him out. What is it? A big bald tiger? Four pieces of chicken? Isn't he? Where's he put it, Bichal? He didn't look like a fat man. That chicken, when Rabbi Chanan stayed up and learned that Mishma, maybe that night he wrote Noch Ashtikel of Kovit Seoris. That chicken became Ashtikel Kovit Seoris. He was Male the whole chicken into Ruchnius. He used it because that he needed in order to be able to learn, to have Koyach to learn that night. He's not talking about Koyach here, he's talking about Nachas Ruach and Yishuv Adas. So a person has to know what I need to have the Yishuv Adas and Nachas Ruach, and be honest with himself. And that is the tachlis of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all the different hanos there are. The person in yeshivas, we have Bein Azman. And I remember many years ago, there was a group of guys who wanted to be Mabatal the Bein Azman. The summer Bein Azmani it was. What do the guys need? A whole 3 weeks off. Not talking about 4 weeks from Rosh Chodesh off. We're talking about from Tisha B'Av. What do guys do? So it's a total waste of time, Bittul Torah and everything. So there were some people wanting to be Mevatel the Bein Azmani. They came to the Rav Abramsky's Kohen Livrocha. He was then the Nasi of the Bada Yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, and he wouldn't be mevatel it. He refused to do it. He said, "If we see that the Abiseinu, the Miastei Yeshivas, made a Bein Azmanim, then he's not changing. So he's not changing that Yisoid." And you see in the famous pictures of the Gedolim out in the middle of the forest, on what they call Dacha in Europe, there are all these mices about people who chapped the gedolim in that in those times. Why did they do these things? They needed it. A person needs to a change of base. Most people need it. in the Yom Kippur War, which started on Yom Kippur, and that's why it's called the Yom Kippur War, and it went through Sukkot and after Sukkot, went for about 3.5 weeks. So then they were mevakel the Ben Asmanim after Sukkot. The yeshivas went straight back to learn straight after Sukkot's Torah. And they say that that winter's man was the worst winter's man in the yeshivas. It was a very shver winter's man. Because there wasn't that break, the few days break after Sukkot to come back a new aschala. And I've seen the ma'aser quite a lot of bochrim, la'anius daiti, ben asmanim, when they come back from a new zman, they're on a different madrega. There's a steady aliyah, hopefully, of a bocher. Sometimes ben asmanim can be like that, like a big step. Maybe it's, he goes back and he sees that he's shteik, maybe this, maybe that, all sorts of reasons and sorrows. If a person uses a ben asmanim properly, then he changes the change of pace, he goes a few tiyulim, he does a few activities, he does this, he does that. He also has to make sure he learns, otherwise he's not giving up everything. But that change of pace can help him a lot. Those are the hanas that help him, give him the chasrul yifadas. He said, Reb Chaskel Levenstein never took a ben asmanim. Chaskel Levenstein was meeting Kesidron, nothing changed. Davened always in Yeshiva, whatever time he got there for davening, it was still a long time before davening started, I don't know. And Mamash to meet him Kesidron. Now the emes is, somebody told me that, I have something very interesting, the Be'etzim in the Avodas Hashem, if a person would be completely Al Pi Torah, there are Shinuim. There are Shinuim. A person is not 365 days of the year, every single day is the same. There are lots of Shinuim in our Avodas Hashem. There's Shabbos, which is a whole different Mahalach in Avodah. Every week we have a Shabbos. There's the Yomim Tovim, which is each Yom Tov comes with its own chizuk and chidushim of each Yom Tov. So mimeina there are shinuim in Avodas Hashem. A person who's completely given over to Avodas Hashem is also not a robot where it's 365 days shachris mincha mayer seida alav seida beis seida gimel, no shinui whatsoever. And the emesis that an oved amiti, everything is chadoshes. And the oved amiti, every seder, he sees more in what he's learning. Every davening, I once heard a shmuz, a recording of a shmuz from Rashach, I think I mentioned this to you in the Vadim on Tefillah, that we have the same nusach Tefillah three times a day, the whole week. And he said, Hashem Yisbarach is Ein Sofi, is infinite, and therefore the kavanas that they put into Tefillah, the Anshei Nesagdola put into Tefillah, are infinite. And be'emes, he said, an oved amiti, every shachris would be different than his mincha, and a mincha would be different than his ma'ariv. And every time, because we see new things, and today he sees something new in his Pesukei Dezimra. The next day he sees nothing new in his Pesukei Dezimra. Kavah Choyman is learning. The Be'em is a person, if he's an Oved Amiti, he's always having Chidushim. He's having the Geshmak. He's not the same. He's not a robot. A person who's not Oved Bechlau, and his mitzvahs are just the Chitzonius of the mitzvahs, and it's just the Chitzei Chitzonius. Never. The tefillin that he puts on from his bar mitzvah are exactly the same tefillin that he puts on the day before his nifta, 90 years later. Exactly the same tefillin. The Shabbos that comes every week is exactly the same as the Shabbos when he was bar mitzvah. The Leil Seder that he has, exactly the same Leil Seder every year, same matzah, the same Rosh Hashanah, same Yom Kippur, the same Tchiya Shofa, same Dalet Mini, it's all the same, never changes, same Shachris, same Incha, same Arim. Never. A person's Oivet. Every year is a new Pesach. Every year is a new Rosh Hashanah. Every year is a new Sukkot. Every year is a new Tkiyah Shofar. Noch Adeher. And if he's an Oivet Amiti, Alavai, it should be on that Madrega. Of Al Kolponim, Midei Pam Lepam, is a new Deher in his Mitzvah's Tfilin. A Shabbos would be a different Shabbos every week. As not just because the parasha is a different parasha. Oh, but every year it comes round anew, the same parasha again. It's not the same parasha. He sees different things. The Welt says, so a Yiddish joke, but there's a lot of emes in this for Nebuch for a lot of people. They used to be Tzenera Enom. There was a Yiddish translation of, it's not really, it's just a translation, a Yiddish version of Chumash, which has the stories of Chumash and a few Medrashim and a few Limudi, a few Tachan. It's written on a Poshta level, and the Yiddish Viber used to read it on Shabbos. There used to be, I think, Tzenera Ena Yidanas. They used to read every Shabbos. They rather translated into English a few years ago, so you can give it to your wife when except what happens nowadays. They've all been to seminary, and they know all the Rambans and all the Sipornos and all the Medrashim Palpeh, and they advise you, and you give me a Tzenera Ena, they'll give you the Tzenera Ena. Oh, that's what happened in the Parsha. Okay, but the Vaisa, they say like this, a Tzenera Ena Yidna reads Parshas Vayeshev, and the whole story with Yosef and the brothers, and she says, Yosef, Nabos the beast, what are you going again? You don't realize what happened last year? The brothers caught you last year. You're going again to the same trap. You're falling into the same. Never. That's a person, you know, every year is the same thing. Cholila. And I even admit he would have Chidushim. I'll go put him this more than it says, much more than it says over here. But this is very choshev, this Mesilas Yisrael here. Because if a person wants to know, should he play sports? Should he read Sachen? Should he go and buy a tal cake or what's his name's Sachen that he sells whenever they make their whole thing, right? What's the get there? Do I need to leave Seder now and have another coffee? Your fifth or sixth or seventh this morning? I'm talking about 10 o'clock in the morning, right? So what's the get there? How do you decide? How much sugar should you have in your coffee? You need it. It's Yua, Ezer, Nachas Ruach, Yishuv Hadas. You need it, Be'emes. Then it's Kodesh. You don't need it, it's a massive Nisayon. That probably is the hardest Nisayon to be omitted. There's some Nisayon, it's a clear, it's a big Nisayon, this is a big Isser, you walk in the street, or whatever, those Nisayonis, that's clear, a person knows it's a Nisayon. How much to be taken from the Hanoz of Olam Hazeh, that's not Poshet. Do you need it? Don't you need it? Am I being honest with myself? Not being honest, do I really need it? I don't really need it. How do I know if I need it? And all these things. Oh, you have to try.